Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we will look at two chapters in the book of Jeremiah, chapters 17 and 18. There are a total of 50 verses in these two chapters, so let's listen in to Faith Comes by Hearing's reading of Jeremiah 17 and 18.
Jeremiah 17.
The sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron. With a point of diamond it is engraved on the tablet of their heart and on the horns of their altars, while their children remember their altars and their Asherim. Beside every green tree and on the high hills, on the mountains in the open country. Your wealth and all your treasures I will give for spoil as the price of your high places for sin throughout all your territory. You shall loosen your hand from your heritage that I gave to you, and I will make you serve your enemies in a land that you do not know, for in my anger a fire is kindled that shall burn forever. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a shrub in the desert and shall not see any good come. He shall dwell in the parched places of the wilderness in an uninhabited salt land. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit.
The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it?
I, the Lord, search the heart and test the mind, to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his deeds.
Like the partridge that gathers a brood that she did not hatch, so is he who gets riches, but not by justice. In the midst of his days they will leave him, and at his end he will be a fool. A glorious throne set on high from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all who forsake you shall be put to shame. Those who turn away from you shall be written in the earth, for they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living water. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. Behold, they say to me,
where is the word of the Lord? Let it come.
I have not run away from being your shepherd, nor have I desired the day of sickness. You know what came out of my lips. It was before your face. Be not a terror to me. You are my refuge in the day of disaster. Let those be put to shame who persecute me, but let me not be put to shame. Let them be dismayed, but let me not be dismayed. Bring upon them the day of disaster. Destroy them with double destruction. Thus said the Lord to me,
go and stand in the people's gate, by which the kings of Judah enter and by which they go out, and in all the gates of Jerusalem, and say,
hear the word of the Lord, you kings of Judah, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem who enter by these gates. Thus says the Lord, take care for the sake of your lives, and do not bear a burden on the Sabbath day, or bring it in by the gates of Jerusalem. And do not carry a burden out of your houses on the Sabbath, or do any work, but keep the Sabbath day holy, as I commanded your fathers. Yet they did not listen or incline their ear, but stiffened their neck, that they might not hear and receive instruction. But if you listen to me, declares the Lord, and bring in no burden by the gates of this city on the Sabbath day, but keep the Sabbath day holy and do no work on it, then there shall enter by the gates of this city kings and princes who sit on the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, they and their officials, the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And this city shall be inhabited forever. And people shall come from the cities of Judah and the places around Jerusalem, from the land of Benjamin, from the Shephelah, from the hill country, and from the Negev, bringing burnt offerings and sacrifices, grain offerings and frankincense, and bringing thank offerings to the house of the Lord. But if you do not listen to me to keep the Sabbath day holy, and not to bear a burden and enter by the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, then I will kindle a fire in its gates, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem, and shall not be quenched.
Jeremiah 18. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord.
Arise, and go down to the potter's house, and there I will let you hear my words.
So I went down to the potter's house, and there he was working at his wheel. And the vessel he was making of clay was spoiled in the potter's hand, and he reworked it into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to do. Then the word of the Lord came to me.
O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter has done, declares the Lord? Behold, like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. If at any time I declare concerning a nation or a kingdom that I will pluck up and break down and destroy it, and if that nation concerning which I have spoken turns from its evil, I will relent of the disaster that I intended to do to it. And if at any time I declare concerning a nation or a kingdom that I will build and plant it, and if it does evil in my sight, not listening to my voice, then I will relent of the good that I had intended to do to it. Now, therefore, say to the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, thus says the Lord, behold, I am shaping disaster against you and devising a plan against you. Return, everyone, from his evil way, and amend your ways and your deeds. But they say,
that is in vain. We will follow our own plans. And will everyone act according to the stubbornness of his evil heart?
Therefore, thus says the Lord, ask among the nations, who has heard the like of this? The virgin Israel has done a very horrible thing. Does the snow of Lebanon leave the crags of Syrian? Do the mountain waters run dry, the cold flowing streams? But my people have forgotten me. They make offerings to false gods. They made them stumble in their ways, in the ancient roads, and to walk into side roads, not the highway, making their land a horror, a thing to be hissed at forever. Everyone who passes by it is horrified and shakes his head. Like the east wind, I will scatter them before the enemy. I will show them my back, not my face, in the day of their calamity.
Then they said,
come, let us make plots against Jeremiah. For the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come, let us strike him with the tongue, and let us not pay attention to any of his words.
Hear me, O Lord, and listen to the voice of my adversaries. Should good be repaid with evil? Yet they have dug a pit for my life. Remember how I stood before you to speak good for them, to turn away your wrath from them? Therefore, deliver up their children to famine. Give them over to the power of the sword. Let their wives become childless and widowed. May their men meet death by pestilence, their youths be struck down by the sword in battle. May a cry be heard from their houses when you bring the plunderer suddenly upon them. For they have dug a pit to take me and laid snares for my feet. Yet you, O Lord, know all their plotting to kill me. Forgive not their iniquity, nor blot out their sin from your sight. Let them be overthrown before you. Deal with them in the time of your anger.
Due to the length of today's reading, I will only use my journal from 2016. So let's see what I said. The simple contrast. Cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord. That's verse 5 of chapter 17. Verses, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is in the Lord. That's verse 7. Life boils down to this. trust in man or trust in the Lord, cursed or blessed, our choice. Our heart is deceitful and desperately wicked, our natural sinful condition, according to verse 9. And God searches our wicked hearts and tests our minds for reward according to our deeds. That's verse 10. Is it fair that God knows our hearts are desperately wicked and tests us anyway? I continue to write, but God can heal and save, and he does. Jeremiah's heart is being turned by God. At first, he defended his people. He wanted to pray for them. Now he agrees with God. They are guilty and deserve destruction. And I'm looking at verses 16 through 18. I continue to write, honor the Sabbath. They didn't, nor do we. There are consequences to disobedience, then and now. And that's verse 27. And then I wrote object lessons. The potter and the clay. God is our maker, so he has the right to shape us the way he wants. Our problem is, God calls us to return to him, amend your ways and your deeds. But they say, that is in vain. We will follow our own plans and will everyone act according to the stubbornness of his evil heart. Chapter 18, verses 11 through 12. No one listened to Jeremiah. Few listen to God's messages today. In chapter 17, God gives us the very clear contrast of life. He says, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord. And then the contrast is, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is in the Lord. And yet he tells us the condition we are born into. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? And yet he says, I, the Lord, search the heart and test the mind to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his deeds. Jeremiah 17:9 is one of those verses I refer to often, and that is, my heart is desperately wicked. Therefore, I need something between my heart and my day, and that's the Word of God. I want to put the Word of God between my heart and my day. I hope you do too. And chapter 18 is that great story about the potter and the clay. The Lord takes Jeremiah down to a potter who is shaping a pot. Verse 4 says, and the vessel he was making of clay was spoiled in the potter's hand, and he reworked it unto another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to do. Then the word of the Lord came to me, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter has done, declares the Lord? Behold, like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand. So yes, God is shaping us. His hands are shaping us. He can start over with us if we'll just let him. We finish with verses 11 and 12. Thus says the Lord, behold, I am shaping disaster against you and devising a plan against you. Return, everyone from his evil way, and amend your ways and your deeds. But they say, that is in vain. We will follow our own plans, and we will everyone act according to the stubbornness of his evil heart. They didn't listen to Jeremiah, and they didn't listen to God. Rather, they said, come, let us make plots against Jeremiah. Come, let us strike him with the tongue, and let us not pay attention to any of his words. Lord, we are like them. We are clay. We are in your hands. You are the potter. Please mold us and shape us so that we can be pleasing in your sight. Though our hearts are desperately wicked, Lord, help us. Forgive us when we follow our own plans in the stubbornness of our own evil hearts. May these chapters remind us to resubmit ourselves to you. So let it be written, so let it be done. Amen.